You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Amit. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you for joining us again in our English Hour. You did a great job in Hebrew, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me, and hopefully this will be a little bit easier for me. Maybe you won't enjoy it as much, but I will.
No problems. Tell us a bit about yourself, Sharon.
I was actually born in Israel, but I've been living in Australia since I was about one. So I grew up on the Gold Coast in Queensland, and I've been in Melbourne now for about 10 years.
Sharon, you are the current CEO of Access Inc. Tell our listeners, please, more about this organization and its purpose.
So, look, I think, Amit, the easiest way for me to describe to listeners what we do at Access Inc. is, if you don't mind, I'll ask you, what's important to you in your life?
Okay, well, I guess being able to wake up healthy every morning, go to work, bring an income back home, and making sure my family is safe and healthy.
Absolutely. So, you know, I mean, in just one sentence, you mentioned work, you mentioned family, you mentioned health, and you mentioned kind of a purpose. And so all of those things, they're things that are pretty much important to everyone, and they're also important to people with disabilities. And so at Access, the simplest way to describe what we do is we partner with people with disabilities to help them achieve their goals in areas that are important to all of us.
Who is Access really good for? What group ages are we talking about? Kids, adults?
I think, you know, it's important for me to make clear that at the moment we don't work with children. We focus on young adults and adults. And that's because the focus of what we do is actually around training, whether it be vocational training to get a job or training for life. And so it's good for people who need a little bit more support. We are a disability service provider, but at the same time, what we really do is we provide more creative solutions because we recognize that in the mainstream, unfortunately, there's usually a one-size-fits-all approach, and that doesn't suit many people. So we try to find those more creative, supportive solutions to help people really thrive in what they're doing, not just keep up and survive in a system that doesn't really understand their needs.
What is the definition of someone with special needs, if you know what I mean? And where is the border between people with special needs and the rest of us?
Okay, so it's not a straightforward question. So I don't know if you're aware, but 1 in 5 Australians identify as having a disability. So that's, you know, 25% of our population. And the term disability or special needs, whatever you like to call it, is a very broad term. So having a disability, one person that has a disability is not the same as another person that has a disability. So at the end of the day, we would encourage people to be in touch with us if they think that our services might suit them. And we would never, you know, take somebody just for the sake of taking them. We always sit down, meet with somebody, see what their individual needs are and the individual goals, and see if what we do would be a good partnership with them.
Okay. So can you mention some of the activities you do with the participants and how does your program work?
Okay, great. So we have 3 streams of learning at Access. So to be clear, we are an education and training and skill building provider. And so we have 1 stream, which is our hospitality vocational training programs. We have another stream, which are our life learning programs, and another stream, which is based around health and leisure. And I think that Access is probably best known for our hospitality side. We do work within a Jewish cultural context. Food is always important in the Jewish community, but we have chosen to work in food because hospitality is a very broad industry with a lot of employment opportunities. So, for example, we have a new pop-up cafe, and the idea there is that the participants run the cafe from making the food to service to doing the dishes to all aspects of the cafe, to planning the cafe, marketing, etc. And we run a front of house program, an introduction to commercial cooking program, a barista training program, and all of those programs have a theoretical component, but the cafe is the live work experience component. So we welcome the community to come to the cafe, see participants in action. Ultimately, we'd love employers to come to the cafe and see, like, a live interview, participants in action and how good they are at their job and how good an employee they would make. And so we encourage people to come and join us.
Fantastic. So a coffee shop that actually employs those participants, and they do everything from cooking, serving, and basically running the cafe.
Yeah, so the participants in the programs are doing everything in the cafe. And I'll share with you, Amit, the reason kind of why we need employers to come in and see that, and why it's so important to have that kind of on a weekly basis, and for people to feel comfortable and understand the strengths of these individuals, is because, you know, we have participants coming to us, they've done barista training with us in a specialized course that's not just half a day in the city, it's like an 8-week course, they've had 2 years probably of practical experience. They see a sign in the window at a cafe that says barista wanted. They go in, they say, look, I'd like to inquire about the job. The cafe owner takes one look at them and says, oh, we've filled the position, we just haven't taken the sign down yet. But of course, that sign is still hanging there 2 weeks later. So it's always about, often about first impressions. And a lot of the participants struggle to get their foot in the door, and often people with disabilities have to work twice as hard as others to prove themselves. So we hope the cafe is an opportunity for people to get past that initial barrier and misconception and see the strength of these workers in a live environment.
Could you share with us some real-life examples of participants who took part of your program and now work out there thanks to your organization?
Absolutely. So I'm not going to say to you that every person we've trained is now in their dream job as a barista. But for example, we recently, one of our baristas actually got a job 3 days a week in another industry, but still his dream is still to be a barista and still leaving some space in his life to pursue that dream. But at the end of the day, the courses that we run teach employment skills and life skills and confidence building skills generally. We just use often hospitality as the conduit to achieving those skills. So everything is transferable. And what I think is really important for people to understand is that no one comes to Access 9 to 5 every day and that's all they do in their life. The people that we work with have very varied lives with a lot going on, from employment to volunteering to families, but they are often missing opportunities or have to work harder for opportunities or need more supported learning environments to build their skill and confidence. And that's the role we play.
As the CEO of this organization, it seems like a lot of work. Do you enjoy doing it?
Absolutely loving it. And the thing I love most about Access, I think, is that we are a very dynamic organization. We're not huge. We probably work with around 50 participants a year, but we definitely have bigger bang for the buck or whatever it is. We really achieve a lot with kind of the lack of resources that we have. And I think that's down to the fact that we have a super passionate team who really care about what we're doing.
Well, I guess it's all in your website. So whoever wants to get more information can jump online and read more about it.
Absolutely. Yes, we have a brand new website since last year. One of my big pushes in my first year as CEO was to get up a great new website, accessinc.org.au. And there's all the information there. And people are also welcome to follow us on all the social channels to see a bit more of the day-to-day of what we do.
Sharon Malecki, CEO of Access Inc., thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Amit, thank you so much. I so appreciate the opportunity, and we look forward to seeing people visiting us at our cafe.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.